Moments of Melody, some words for today on Wings of Song. Here's a little article titled, Try Out My Tiger. The Chinese tell the story of a young man who raised a tiger. He kept him in a cage. And when the tiger was full grown, his young owner was fond of telling everyone how ferocious and brave and powerful his tiger was. But his friends mocked him. That tiger's not wild anymore, they laughed. He's as tame as a tired old house cat. This dialogue went on for quite some time, until one day a wise old man came along. As they were talking, he interrupted and said, There's only one way for you to know whether or not that tiger is ferocious. Open the cage. The young man smiled at his friends. He went over, put his hand on the latch, and asked them, Want to try out my tiger? Today many kids think that Christianity is toothless, tired, and weak-kneed, and are not afraid to say so. Even if it may seem that way, the point is, the founder of Christianity is still alive. If you think that Jesus Christ was a fine guy, but strictly ancient history and irrelevant for today, there's only one way to find out just how powerful he is. That's to open up yourself to him and see what he does. He's ready. In fact, Jesus Christ says, Listen, I stand at the door. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Why not try him? Reading now from Colossians chapter 2. When you came to Christ, he set you free from your evil desires. You were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet cut away. And then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ, for he forgave you all your sins, and blotted out the charges proved against you, the list of his commandments which you had not obeyed. He took this list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. In this way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin, and God openly displayed to the whole world Christ's display at the cross, where your sins were all taken away. There's only one way to find out what the Lord Jesus Christ is really like. Come to him with all your sin and ask him to take away your sin and ask him to give you new life. Then you'll find out what real living is all about.